Okay, everybody, so we're going to start a new parak, the final base, seventh parak of Brachos. Three people ate a meal together, the chayav to do zimun. There's a in the introductory remarks, they talk about whether the zimun is deraisa or not. The rishonim holds deraisa, all the other rishonim holds derabanan. Just interesting to know that there's one sheet in rishonim, at least, that holds that this is a chayav deraisa. Unbelievable. Okay, ochal demai. If someone ate the mite, now let's just review the basics over here. Yeah.
What does zimun mean? I mean, does that mean three people together, or is that a special?
Three people who ate a meal together have to, when they bench, say, Rav Sinai Varech and so on, hold this up over there. That's, we're going to leave it for now. We're going to get into more detail as to how your mitzvah and all that. That's going to come up in this parak. Let's just review quickly. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos does a great job of giving a general overview. Really, really good eye to see it. Take a look at the Rambam Pirshei Mishnah. On this Mishnah, the way he writes is just, you know, the Ragged Shava said that if you want to learn how to think, you should learn Mishnayos with the Pirshei Mishnayos on Rambam. It will teach you how to think. Okay, so maybe one day we'll learn. Yeah. Anyway, so the rule is like this. So first, whenever normally you take off truma, give it to the coin, right? 2%, one part out of 50, give it to the coin. Give meiser to Levi. Levi give meiser for meiser, 10% of what he got. It's true, it's called truma's meiser. 10% of his meiser goes to the coin as well. Yeah, and what's remaining on years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you take off Meiser Sheni. On years 3 and 6, you take off Meiser Ani. That has to be taken to Yerushalayim, the Meiser Sheni. And if it's too much, you're quite late. If you're the owner, you add a fifth. Those are the basic rules. Now, if you're not Ma'aretz, and we're chasha that you're not Ma'afresh to Meisres, so that you have what's called Demai. The Chacham said, Demai, you have to be Ma'afresh, Min Rabbanon, because Rav Maras Ma'asrahein, so it's only then Darabon, and I'm not telling you, wouldn't have to be Chayshit for it. And so, okay, now whenever you have to be Mafer something, and you weren't Mafer it yet, then what's left behind is called Tevel. I'm not talking about the Demai case, but all the other cases, if you took off your Trumas, but you didn't take off your Meiser, you took off your Meiser, you didn't take off your Meiser Sheni, or if you're a Levi, you didn't take off Meiser, we're not Meiser, the Trumas Meiser. All that, whatever's left before you've taken off your partial, is called Tevel, which stands for Lo Tov, not good. There's two acronyms in this Mishnah. Tevel, Lo Tov, and Demai, Dal Mai. What is the story here? It's funny that these two things, the Rambam points them out in his Pirshei Mishnah. Anyway, so whenever this Mishnah is going to say that you ate something, it has to be telling me a Chiddush. So that's why we're going to have explanations now. So each word, what it's talking about. So ochal demai. Now, if someone eats demai, it means you are not an oni. Normally, an oni is allowed to eat demai with the chacham or chayav him to teach him, but you're not an oni, and you ate demai, you can be mezame in any way. Why? Because you have a migu, you could be mafkir and lochasim and become an oni. So migu that you could make yourself an oni and it would be chazilei. So that's the chiddush of the mishnah. Second case, ma'aserishin shalat u'trumasei. So that means. Doesn't mean Meisim Rishon that you took Trumas Meiser off. And that, I mean, that's what it does mean, actually. But what it means is, what it's trying to tell you is that even though you didn't take the Truma Gedola from it, that's possible in the following case. You something becomes Tovel for Truma once it reaches the Meruach stage. But if it's Kama B'Shibolim, if you took out the Peiros while it was still attached to the ground or before it got to the stage of Meruach, then if the Levi took his Maestras at that point, so he skips over Truma, you don't have to take Truma from that point on. That's the Mishnah. So once he took off his, so that's why it says Maestration should never Trumasa. If the Maestration, you took the Trumas Maestra, which is the 10% he has to give the coin, and he eats even though the general Truma was not taken, he doesn't owe anything, by the way, he doesn't have to take it off. He was Kodmer Bishabon. Okay, next case, Meister Shen, Hekka Sheniftu, as you take the Meister Shen and you appoint it. That means you were part of them, but you weren't Maisif Tochaim Rishnei like you were supposed to. Kamash Lo Mishnah, that it's not Ma'akir. Okay? Next case, Shamash Shachar Kazayas. That's the Shamash. We're on Ayin Aleph, Alman Aleph, 71a. The Shamash, then Ada Kazayas. So that the Kiddush over here is a little bit different than the rest of the cases of the Reisha. There we're talking about a different Kiddush of Gan. So this is the problem. This the Kiddush is that even though the Shamash is walking around and he's serving people, nonetheless, he's considered Kavua, that if he once he had a Kazayas, then he can be Mitzarif and should be Mitzarif for Zim. Okay? Bahan Nochri, it should say. Even though it's a scusi, that's just probably the censor put that in there. It should be Nochri, I think. I believe they changed it, no? No, sorry. Not this one. It's another one. I'm mixed up. Sorry about that. Kusi, yeah, it's Kusi. Yeah. This one is Kusi. Yeah. And we're talking now that we're saying that they are Gary Emmas. We're talking about what happened was historically they were first accepted, and then later they found that there was a Musyon on the Har, and they said that they're no longer accepted. But at the time that they became Gerim, they were Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, they were Shomer Torah Shemiksav, and rejected Torah Shabbat Pass. So you couldn't be Mitzarefim. So and I was learning this with Abe. Abe had a good Ha'ara. He said, it's a funny thing, Abe Schwartz. So Abe Schwartz said like this. He said, it's a funny thing. Here you have somebody who's, if you hold that they're only kept Torah Shemiksav, and you hold Zimun as a Din D'Rabbanan, so they're Kaifer in the whole Din D'Rabbanan. They don't keep the D'Rabbanans, and yet you're going to starve them for a Zimun. If you hold like the Riva that we started off with, that Zimun is D'Raisa, so maybe there's a mukim to say that they can even starve. I think it's a Chashav Ha'ar. Okay. Avo'achal Tevel V'maisa Rishon Shalom Nidrat V'masai. Now, so the first part of the Mishnah was the stuff that you can be mazal. There was a chiddush in every case as we spoke it out. But in the following cases, you cannot be mitzarif to the zimun. Achal tevel. So this tevel, what does it mean, tevel? So tevel here, let's see again. Yeah, it's talking about tevel, which is tevel drabbanan. For instance, it grew in an otzitz. You have something that grew in a flower pot. So since it's not nokuf, so it's not connected to the ground. So that's only chayiv made derabbanan in trumas. So that's the tevel that we're talking about here. Maisa rishon shelanit trumasai. So this case is what? This is not talking about shumas maiser. One second. So this is talking about the same kind of case like we said before, only the difference is in the ratio, the Levi took it before the Meruah, so therefore it wasn't Tevel for Truma Gedola. In this case, the Levi took it after it was Nismarach. So that's exactly the point. So in the ratio of the Mishnah, where you weren't Chayv and Truma, so it says it was Nitla Truma, say that meant Truma's Meiser, because that was the only Truma that was Chayv at that point. Here, we're talking about where it was already this Chayav in Truma. So the Truma is talking about Truma Gedola. Right. So it's interesting. So the word Truma always is referring to that which you are obligated to give. That's the way to remember it. So in the Reisha, the only obligation was Truma's Meiser. In the Sefer, the Truma Gedola, you're Chayav to give. Okay. Meiser Sheni Behekta Shaloi Niftu. So that's talking about where you used a regular coin which did not have a tzura. It says v'tzarta kesef b'yadcha. The kesef has to have a tzura, and you can't be paida with kesef that doesn't have a face, an imprint. Has to have been stamped. Same thing. When you're paida, you have to be paida ma'aser sheni with kesef that has a tzura. Yeah. Either case, yeah. Hashamish shachal pachas l'kazayas. Or truth of the matter is, anybody that eats less than kazayas, you can't even starve them. Hanochri in was on aleim. That's because he's not Jewish. Okay, shlosh shachal kas chayul was on zok the gemara. Hocha imray rasha l'cholik. So if you turn to page it's Ayin Vav, if I'm not mistaken. Ayin Vav on an Aleph, Halacha Dalet, you will see what the Yerushalmi is now going to be asking. Over there on Halacha Dalet, it says, Shloisha Sha'achu Ka'achas, Einon Rashoin Lecholik. Three people that eat as one, they can't be machalek. They can't break up and go bench independent, right? Now our Mishnah, it says, Shloisha Sha'achu Ka'achas, Chayovin Lezamin, they're chayiv to have Zimra. Chayovin Lezamin, and Rashoin Lecholik. Those are the two Lashonos. Chayovin Lezamin, and Rashoin Lecholik. And so there's a little bit of a change in the way that Bavli and Yerushalmi ask it. Bavli seems to ask Tarti Lomali, what do I need two cases for? Yerushalmi is taking more of a forceful question that it actually is a contradiction because they have too much molusim. Okay, we'll see in a second. Okay. So Hachayit Mar Enwar Shoyim Lecholik, meaning on Daf Ayin Vav. That's it says you're not allowed to be mechalek. For koyit maran here in our Mishnah on Ayin Ovid Beis, it says Hayavon Lazamein Shmuel Amar. So Shmuel. So what? So you want to know why is it a stira? What? No. We're talking about where they all have eaten hamotzi over here. They've all eaten bread. And the question is, is there a difference? Why did it change the language? Well, let me put it this way. Anyway, we're going to say the answer. So let's just hold off. You'll see in a second, because in the answer it explains what the mashmos is. Anyway, Shmuel Lecholik sounds like we finished the meal. And now we can't leave the meal, right? But if let's suppose I came in the middle of the meal and I started to eat, you know, you guys started to eat the meal already, right? And then I go ahead and I come about 10 minutes later and I say, can I join you? And I sit down and I join you. I'm number three. So you have two guys there, you're eating. I come in the middle of the meal, I say, can I join you? Sure, sit down, Shlomo, you join us for the meal. I start to eat my sandwich also. So now, are we high? Is Ein Rashoin Lecholik makes it sound once we started eating, we can't divide up. But Chayav Lazame, Mishlosh Shukahu Ka'achas, Chayav Lazame sounds like if we all three got together and we decided to have a lunch together from the get go, then we're higher from the beginning of the meal to be Mazame. That's going to be the question. What is the machayev? Is the machayev the fact that we started together, or is the fact that we finished together, or is there something, or are both things true? So, I mean, it's possible they're both true. It could be that once I start to eat with you together and we finish together, that's enough to be machayev us and zimu. And on Shalach Halik, we can't divide up that. Okay, basically you give the whole Gemara rate. I didn't say Zimun is going to be convenient. Sometimes Zimun is going to be inconvenient. Joe, people online, Joey doesn't feel it's fair. Okay. I mean, we'll have to deal with the fairness another time. We can take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, but that's fine. It's 100%. It's fine. Okay. So Shmuel says, Kamat Kiwa Kambasof. One case is in the beginning, one is at the end. The Gemara is going to explain. What's the beginning? What's the end, right? That's the question. Let me turn the page here. So, train Amorin. So we have two Amoras who are going to argue about what this means. Chad Omar once said, Nosnu das lafol. If they decide to eat together, Zobat Kilo, that's the beginning. Ochul Kazayas, once they ate together, a Kazayas, Vesof, that's what it means, the end. The Chad Omar once said, Ochlu Kazayas, if they ate together and Kazayas there with Kilo, that's the end. Gomu Achilosan Zobusov, when they finish eating, then that's the end. So that's That's really what we're talking about over here. So you know, it can get a little sticky here, these distinctions here. Let's see. You know, I just want to just read you what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch. I know it's a little unusual, but I just wanted to just read this over here. Just 1 second. Yeah, it's Simon Kuf Tzadik Gimel, halacha base. So it says, "Afilu lo hukvu mitchila kulam lecho yachad." Even if all three did not set up together to start the meal together, al shashnayim kavu, two people sat down to eat. Ve'achakach bo hashlishi b'kava imohem, and the third person came. Then, einam rashoim lechalik, they cannot break up. Kivan shehim kuvim yachad b'gmar achila, since they are together at the end of the meal. Okay. But if the second person came and is still eating, and the other two finished ahead of him, they can bench without him. Or if he finishes very quickly, he can also bench without them because they didn't start together and they didn't finish together. That's going to be the point at which, you know, things are the same. But this halacha, it's gemar achila, that's when they're fine. That's when they're fine. And then halacha dalet, it says shloshes yoshvu la'achol, if the three people sat down together to start the meal together, and they said hamotzi afilu kolechad eichel mikikaro, even if everybody's eating your own sandwich, afilu ochal adayin kazayis pas einam asharim lecholik, they can't leave at that point because they started. Okay, so that's the reason why we have two mishnayos here. Okay, the exact details of how to fit this into the Yerushalmi, it's not simple. There's two perushim. I'll tell you the perush I like the better. What I liked in this case, the textual variant over here on A, where he starts in the second paragraph, Tosfos. Tosfos says the Yerushalmi is pointing out a contradiction between the two mishnayos. Ein asher lechalek means that once they complete the meal together, they can't say brachas hamazon. But if they did not yet complete the meal, then if one of them was finished early, then he couldn't make Berachas HaMazon on his own. Our Mishnah reads, Hayavan Lazame, they're required, means that if they, even before they complete their meal, there's already a Chiyuv. That's what I read you from Halacha Dalet. And it's prohibited for one of them to complete the meal and recite Berachas HaMazon on his own. So that was the stira, okay? Now, Shadish, small response, the Mishnah, which says, Ein Rashon Lechalek, that they can't, which refers to if they ate together at the end, it means they joined together after beginning the meal. That was the previous halacha, the regular halacha base. The Mishnah teaches in that case, the restriction against separating is only if they complete the meal together. But if it was before they completed the meal, they didn't start together, they didn't finish together, then they can go their separate ways. However, the ruling of our Mishnah, which says, Hayova Lazami, that's where they got together at the beginning. They began the meal together. That's what the discussion here is. So that's the halacha. I feel this textual variant is the best one. I don't know if they have to say anything. I think that there was some kind of understanding beforehand. It wasn't just haphazard. Yeah. That we're going to eat lunch together. I believe that's correct. Okay, let's go on. Now, the question here is, let's suppose you have two people that want to do Zimun. Can two people do Zimun? That's the Gemara we're going to talk about now. Three people are obligated to do Zimun. If two people want to do Zimun, they can. It's up to them. It's optional. Okay? Now, Amar Rab Zeira Kumi Rab Yasa. Rab Zeira said over this sack to Rab Yasa. Amalei, so Rab Yasa said to him, Ani Ainli Ela Mishnah. I only know a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shloi Shosha Ochro Karachas Beyom Mazami. That means two people doesn't apply altogether. It only says in our Mishnah 3. Okay? So Rabbanan Dahaha Kedaiton. The rabbis over here means Eretz Yisrael. So he was talking to Rabbi Yassa. So the people in Eretz Yisrael, they go Lishitasam. Rabbanan Dahasam, the rabbis over there, of Abba and Zeru, who came from Bavel, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, but they were originally from Bavel, they go according to their sheet. So now we're going to say what that means. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel, who was from where? No, he's from Bavel. Shmuel, who was from Bavel, he said, Shnaim Shadanu Dinon Din. He holds, even though the din is normally supposed to have three dayanim to form a bezin, but if you had two people who did it without the third person, so it's a din, but Shul Nikrit Bezin Chotzef. It's just not, it's like it's a little bit of a chutzpah. They didn't do the correct way, right? So Rab Abba and Rab Zeit, it's a functional psak, and therefore, the same way two people is good enough over there by, even though you need three lechakila, so the same thing is true for Zimun, right? So that'll work out. That'll be lishitasa that you could do Zimun even with two people. You don't see the connection between pasking the din and the dayanim. Reb Zera said in the name of Reb Yasser. Yasser is from Eretz Yisrael. We're going like Shmuel, who's from Bavel. He's going to work out like Reb Abba, by Reb Kuna, and Reb Yirmiya, who came from Bavel. That's correct. That's correct. That is correct. It is a little confusing. Yes. So who was it? So Reb Abba. He's focusing on Reb Abba and Reb Zera. Right, but see, Reb Zeira said the ruling in front of Reb Yassa. He was just commenting to him. He wasn't saying Rashita. Okay, so again, so let's make sure we got this straight. Okay, so Bavel said you could do Zimun with two people. Eretz Yisrael said you can't do Zimun with two people. We're now going to make a Lishitasam. Shmuel said Shneim Shaton Dinu Din Al Shnei Kavasim Chatzav. So two people can do just like over there. They can do it here. And then you have Reb Yechon and Reb Yisshom and Lachish Travayin Amrin, Filo Shnei Shadam, and then Reb Yechon and Reb Shlachish, who of course were from Eretz Yisrael, they held not like that. They held two people cannot bask in a din. Okay, so that's a wild connection, right? It's kind of like no connection whatsoever, right? There's no connection between Bezdin and Zimun. It's just. It's just two different areas of halacha. There's no logical connection, right? It's the idea of tsiruf is two. How do they become a unit? It's two a unit. That's how you look. Okay, that's good. Shamsi said the shot is the two is the connector here in dinim is it's just like in bezdin. There's a tsiruf of two people to be form a bezdin. So the same thing. There's a tsiruf by the zimun. Okay, good. That's good. Sure, that's what we're after. That's really what we're after. So two people who eat, I mean, that we're not looking for a majority by Zimun. Hopefully they all bench Hashem. Okay. Another ruling. Rav Huna Amar, Shosha Shachlu Zav V'yatsa, Zav V'yatsa, Zav V'yatsa. You have three people. Don't mix up over here. But the Gemara means here is three individuals ate in three different places, and then they came together, and they are all together on the same table now. Okay? Three people ate in three different locations. So Nisarvu, Mizaman, they can do Zima. Now we're going to explain this. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista says, Hein Shabo Mishlo Shalosh Chaburos. The three individuals could not have just eaten alone. And one individual ate in a chabur of three people in one room, one ate from the chabur of three people in another room, one ate in the chabur of three people in yet another room. So you have three people who had individuals, they had a fee of Zimun in each of their respective groups that they ate at. Now they broke away from their groups. Let's assume that there were four people in each group so they were allowed to lose. So all three left their groups and formed yet another group. I mean, after all, that's the dark of you. Okay. So So that's a breakaway zimun, right? Al dai te. So that's what Rav Fista is saying. In other words, Rav Fista is explaining Rav Funa. The pshat is that Rav Fista is explaining Rav Funa that when he said his din that the three that ate individually can be mitzarif, the only way they can be mitzarif is that if they had an original fee of zimun in their original group. Okay, al dai te. The Rav Ze'ira v'chavura say. Let's see. According to the opinion of Ze'ira and his group, who hold that two people who ate together can do a zimun. What does this mean again? Hold on a second. I forgot what this means. Yeah. Okay. He's saying like this. He's saying that Reb Zeira, what he means to say by is the following. He means that you might think that these three people who came from groups of three, what he's trying to say here is that even if you hold two people can be mezamein, but these three individuals had to come from groups of three in order to be mitzarif for a new zimun, because even though they hold, even if there was just two people in each group, that each individual group could have been mezamein, but that was just rishus. That's just an optional thing. And since it's only optional, that cannot create a chiyuv when the three subsequently get together in another group. Okay, that's what it's trying to say. So al-daite, that is, even according to the view of Rav Ze'ira, who holds two people can be mezamein, but over here, the only time that these three people could be mitzarif is if they ate in a group of three people together. That's the pshat. Okay? That's in footnote 10, he explains it. Although in their opinion, these three were in a zimun setting previously, even when their original groups consisted of two people, they are nevertheless not subject to zimun when they subsequently joined together, for the zimun requirement is only incumbent upon them when they were originally part of a group that was required to perform zimun. So it had to be three or more people. Okay. Right. That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's an individual obligation. It stays with you. And you're finding a way which you can find common ground with other people. That seems to be the pshat. Rav Yoina al Hadar de Rav Funa. So he derived the following rule from this qualification. So now we're going to talk about something really off. We're going to talk about paraduma. Paraduma, the rule is you have to dip the hyssop, the azov, and there are three stalks of the hyssop that you have to dip into the special waters that are matar you from paraduma. You dip it in there, you sprinkle it on the person, and then you become tar of magic. Those chukas ha-tara, magic hope that somehow that the paraduma water can somehow make to remove tuma. It's an amazing thing. But anyway, now the point here is that these three stalks of the hyssop are called the shlosha ezovos. So now, hitbol shlosha ezovos, zebethneyatzma. If you have three stalks that were dipped in the water independently, now, if you take only one stalk of a hyssop and dip it in, it's lo tov, no good. You have to dip in three at once. But, so what he's going to learn from our halach of zimun, you can imagine what he's going to learn. If I had nine stalks, I dipped in three, dipped in three, dipped in three, and then I took one stalk from each group. So I see from the halach of zimun that that's going to work. That's what he's going to learn from here, right? Hippo shoshis also, zem, you could do the sprinkling of Chista Amar, It's the same requirement. They have to come from three sets of three. And that's going to be true, again, even according to the Shita that held that you could do Zimun with only two people, the same requirements over here. You had to dip the three all at once. All right? In Tamar, so you might say, Ein lemeid amezev in bracha. So you might say, you know, what kind of business? What does one thing have to do with the other? Mayin shvit lights on Har Sinai, right? So the Gemara answers, we see the rabbis did do this kind of limbu, right? Anan, hazena l'rabbanan kayamin, kaimen, the rabbis, the sukkah, they were learning sukkah of Yalfa mititanorik, and they learned the halachas of sukkah from titanorik, which is a halach by mikvah. And the Gemara is going to quote the halach. We're going to keep going a little bit. Kaidesnin on tamon, like we say over there, so if you remember the rules by sukkah, the schach is away from the wall, three tvachim is possible. There's three tvachim of avir by the side is absurd, right? Now, hapachas mikeng share, but if it's 2.5 tvachim, it's good. Ma'alish and tatav, what about sleeping? Can I sleep underneath those 2.5 tvachim? Because it's open airspace, right? So well, let's see what it says. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, what kind of question? You have pourable mud. The rule is if you have, but mikvah requires 40 saw of water. If some of those saw are pourable mud, it's mitzarif to the 40 saw, right? Mashlam the mikvah, it's mashlam the mikvah, the mikvah is a kosher mikvah. But ain matbilimbo, you can't put your feet into that horrible mud. You have to keep your feet out of that mud. You have to have your whole body in the clear water. Okay? So just like over there, it's mitzarif to make the mikvah kosher as a whole, but when it comes to actual using of it, you have to use the clear water. So here too, by the sukkah, avhocha, mashlim b'sukkah v'ein yishanam takhtov. It completes the sukkah, 2.5 tefachim of space is a good kosher schach, but you still can't sleep underneath that space. That's the Yishalmi's psak. And that's it. So the same way we're saying, so the same way they, so that basically the shall we say, the same way the rabbis learned halacha sukkah from halacha mikvah, so the same way you can shteltzu eating with a zimun to what? To agudas ezo by paradum. That's the reason.